Chapter 10. Violence. 129. All beings fear violence. All are afraid of death. Knowing this to be true of oneself, one should neither beat nor kill others. 130. Life is dear to all beings, and all are afraid of death. Seeing that others are like oneself, one should neither beat nor kill them. 131. A person who seeks happiness for themselves, yet acts violently towards other happiness-seeking beings, will not find happiness after death. 132. A person who seeks happiness for themselves and who does not act violently towards other happiness-seeking beings will find happiness after death. 133. Do not speak harshly to anyone. If you do, people will speak back to you as you have spoken to them. Harsh words are painful, and their retaliation will hurt you. 134. If you silence yourself like a broken gong, no strife will arise for you, and you will gain access to nirvana. 135. Using his staff, the cowherd drives the cattle to pasture. Likewise, those who are attached to this life are herded towards its end and face old age and death. 136. The fool does not recognize that his activities are evil. The idiot is tormented by his own deeds as if burned by fire. 137. Those who are violent without reason, harming those who offer no provocation, will soon encounter one of the 10 results. 138. Of intense pain, disaster, physical injury, severe illness, mental troubles. 139. Or trouble from the king, grave accusations, bereavement, loss of wealth or, 140, property destroyed by fire. With the death of the body, those without clarity go to the hell realms. 141. Wandering as a naked ascetic with matted hair, covering oneself in filth, fasting, lying on the ground, smearing on dust and ashes, prolonged sitting on one's heels. None of these can purify a person who is not free of desire, longing and doubt. 142. Even if well attired, if someone lives according to Dharma, calm and controlled, chaste and careful not to harm any being, then they are a Brahmin, a holy one, a monk. 143. Like an excellent horse avoiding the whip, is there anyone in this world who, restrained by shame, practices faith, morality, contemplation, stability in Dharma, awareness and mindfulness? 144. Be fearless and determined, like a thoroughbred horse touched by the whip. With faith, virtue, effort, concentration, investigation of Dharma, knowledge, ethics and mindfulness, free yourself from the great suffering of samsara. 145. Peasants channel irrigation water. Fletchers fashion arrows. Carpenters shape wood. And the good discipline themselves.